Welcome to the Hunter-Joyce Basic Training Tape number 4 for JAWS version 2.3. Side 1 table of contents follows. This tape is tone indexed. Section 1. Place markers, go to, and set. Side 1, section 2. The dictionary, the menu, turning on or off. Revising the dictionary. Adding a dictionary rule. Changing a rule. Deleting a rule. Default buffer size, changing the buffer size. Saving the dictionary file on the disk. Basic training, tape 4, side 2, section 1. Comments about loading a dictionary file. Dictionary files for specific applications. The default config file names. Side 2, section 2. Reading by sentence. Side 2, section 3. Reading by paragraph. Side 2, section 4. The voice extra menu, unique to each synthesizer. Side 2, Section 5. Miscellaneous items we forgot to mention.
Welcome to JAWS Basic Training Tape number 4, Side 1, for JAWS version 2.3. My name's Ted Hunter. We're continuing from the previous tapes, 1, 2, and 3, and we left off in the Go To menu last time. So we're going to go back to the menus.
JAWS main menu.
With a control slash, I get to the JAWS main menu. Remember, the control key is in the bottom left corner. The slash is under the semicolon, which is the right pinky on your right pinky. So I'm going to hit the right arrow.
Config files.
And again.
Frames. Macro. Enhance. Search. Go to. Place markers.
So next is place markers. So far we've done searching. We've searched for colors, we've searched for a string of characters, we've done a go-to. So all those things are very valuable when you're reading the screen. And what we've got here is a different technique for just getting to the spot on the screen you want. In other cases, we knew we wanted to search for an item, a color or a character, or we knew the exact row and column we wanted to go to. Well, in this case, we're simply going to mark our spot. We're going to mark our place on the screen and then be able to go back to it. So that can be useful. In that case, you might find something that's on the screen, mark that spot, and anytime you can go back to that spot using the place markers without doing the find command again. Because the find command may not work again because the same item may not be there, but you do want to get to that same spot. Okay, so there's a lot of hypothetical reasons for this, and in real life, when you get into some of the making some application programs accessible, these features become very useful.
Place markers.
Some unplaced markers. I did an insert 5 on the numpad to read it again. I'll do a down arrow.
Go to,
and to the right of that,
set,
is set. Left,
go to,
right,
set.
So I just hit the right arrow and the left arrow to read those two. It's two different choices here because we have two different things that you need to do. First, you need to mark the spot, and then then you need to go to that spot. Not immediately like that, of course. The reason for marking something is you want to come back to it at a later time. So,
set.
If we take set and hit enter.
Enter key colon.
Enter key colon. So I can use an X here.
X.
And it marks the spot. I'll do my position.
Row 10, column 30, JAWS.
Row 10, column 30, JAWS. Now, it marked the row and the column. It remembers the row and the column. It remembers the key I used, which is the X. And it remembers which cursor that I marked there. So now let me do a page up.
Row 1, column 30, JAWS, home. Row 1, column 1, JAWS.
And then a home, and I check the position with the position key. Let's see if we go back to that same spot. I'll do a control slash.
JAWS main menu.
P for place markers.
P, go to.
G for go to.
G, enter key colon.
And then X.
X.
Let me check my position.
Row 10, column 30, JAWS.
I went right back to the same spot. So it remembers the letter that you use, it remembers the row and column, and it remembers which cursor you put there. So if you mark the PC cursor somewhere, and then a later time you try to go back to that spot, it may not work, simply because the application program may not let you move the PC cursor there. When you say, well, I got it there the first time, well, yeah, that's true, but programs, depending on what you're doing, the application program sometimes is in the mood to let you move the cursor, sometimes it isn't. In a word processor, you can move around most of the screen and enter data, but then if you go to, let's say, a spell checker, you're still in that word processor, but you bring up the spell checker, it usually does not let you move the PC cursor around. So there's, you know, lots of reasons why it may not go back to that same spot. Most of the time, I think you'll find you use the JAWS cursor to mark and to go back to spots. And, of course, you can always use the route PC to JAWS if you want to do both. So it remembers the row, the column, the letter that you use, and which cursor is on. Now, the obvious question is, well, how many different place marks can I mark? You can mark 50 different spots. And you can use letter keys, number keys, function keys to mark that spot. And so it, you have a lot of choices.
Written by Charles Opp. This copy of JAWS number code 00 is...
Let me mark another spot here.
JAWS main menu. P, go to. S, enter key colon. Alt Z.
This time I used an Alt Z.
Is...
I'm on the word is. I'll do a page down.
Page down. And.
And an end.
JAWS main menu.
Now I'll go back with a. Went to the main menu with a control slash.
P. Go to.
P for place marker.
G. Enter key colon.
G for go to. Now I'll do an Alt Z.
Alt Z.
And a save word.
Is.
It took me right back to that spot. So not only can you use the letter keys, the number keys, the function keys, but you can also use the Alt key with those, or the Shift key, or the Control key. So you have a lot of options of which key that you want to use, and a maximum of 50. I've never used more than 5 at a time myself. Okay, so that's the place markers. I'll put a beep on the tape here. Now let's talk about the dictionary. One of the earlier tapes, we went through the dictionary menu, and we talked a little bit about revising and about the dictionary, changing the pronunciation of words. But we said we'd cover it later. Well, now's the time. This, by the way, is section 2. So I'm...
Escape, backslash.
I'm gonna make sure I'm not in the menus. I hit the escape key. I am in DOS. So I'm going to do a control slash.
JAWS main menu.
To get to the JAWS main menu. I'll do a say word, which is an insert 5 on the numpad.
Voice.
That's what I want. The dictionary is in the voice universal menu. So I do a down arrow.
Global.
For voice and end up on global. Now universal is way over to the right. So I can go over to the right or I can go to the left.
Extra. Universal.
What it does, even though there was nothing to the left, it wrapped me around to the far right, which was extra. And then I hit left arrow again and I'm on universal. So let me hit the down arrow.
Dictionary.
I'm on dictionary. Down arrow again.
On.
Gets me into the dictionary menu. We have on.
Off.
Off.
Toggle.
Toggle. I'm hitting the right arrow.
Revise.
And revise. So that's what we want. Let me do a helpline here and insert 3.
Revise or create pronunciation rules in the dictionary file.
Revise or create dictionary rules, pronunciation rules in the dictionary file. That's what I want. So I'll hit enter.
Enter, revise, dictionary editor, add.
It says dictionary editor and add, because that's the first choice that pops up here. This is an external program that JAWS loads up, you know, when you ask it to. So we're on add. I'll do a right arrow.
Change.
Get to change. Another right arrow.
Delete.
And delete. Right arrow again.
Add.
And we're back to add. I heard a beep when it wrapped around. Add, change, or delete. These are the pronunciation rules that you can put in the dictionary. As I mentioned before, and I'll repeat it now in case you don't have that other tape, this dictionary is really pronunciation rules. It is not a way you can look up the meaning of words or the spelling of words. It's a way that we can tell JAWS to pronounce a word differently. And I don't know why we call it dictionary. A long time ago that started, and we've continued it. So we can add, change, or delete. Well, let's select add.
Add.
Now, like before, I can hit enter or down arrow.
Enter. Add word or phrase to be changed.
Add word or phrase to be changed. Okay, now just for an example, I'm going to make up some pretty silly words here. But there are some real reasons. I'll put in here rule one, or one rule.
One, R-U-L-E.
And hit enter. I'm using the term rule. Again, that's from way back. I don't know how that started, but I kind of think of these things as rules, pronunciation rules. So I'm kind of stuck on using these examples.
Enter. Add revised word or phrase.
So I put in one rule. Now it says add revised word or phrase. So I'll put in
R-U-L-E space F-U-F-B-E-R space O-N-E.
Rule number one, and then enter.
Enter. Rule added.
Rule added. So that's it. See, there's two parts to each entry. There's the first part and the second part. The first part is the word or phrase that you want to change, and that you want to change the pronunciation of. And the second part is a new way of spelling it so that it sounds better. In this case, I just changed it completely from one rule to rule number one. So you can do that if you like. Like you could take a USSR and change it to Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, or USA, you know, do the obvious things. Let me add another rule here.
Enter. Add word or phrase to be changed.
Let's try USA.
USA.
Now I've typed it in. Let me read it.
USA.
It says USA.
USA.
I'm doing an insert up arrow, a say line.
USA.
Well, that's silly. We don't want it to say USA. So that's why I'm putting in a rule. So I put it in USA, hit enter.
Enter. Add revised word or phrase.
Add revised word or phrase. Now I could type in United States of America, or
U space S space A.
I put a space between each letter, and that will make it say it properly. Hit enter.
Enter. Rule added.
Rule added. Now there are some legitimate pronunciation problems with most synthesizers. Not problems, but it looks at a word, the synthesizer will look at a word and pronounce it as best it knows based on what it has for rules. And there are words that it's going to make a mistake on. Especially proper names. So you can fix proper names. If you're into computer programming or you use databases and spreadsheets that have weird words in them, you might put in a rule for those weird words. In computer programming, it's very common to combine two or three words together and with abbreviations, so you can get some really weird combinations there. And so that's, you know, a valuable thing you can put in the dictionary here. Now I'm going to go up with an up arrow.
Revise.
I'm up into the dictionary menu now. Up again.
Dictionary. Universal. Voice. Exiting. Graphic.
And exit it all the way out.
Escape. Backslash.
Now I'm going to type in USA.
USA. Root PC to JAWS.
I did a root PC to JAWS. Well, it didn't move, so I just hit the insert up arrow.
USA. USA.
USA. Now, it's not saying USA because the deck talk is kind of funny. Sometimes it says A, sometimes it says It's not sure when to do what. So let me change that again.
JAWS main menu.
Go to the main menu with the control slash. Hit V for voice.
V, global.
U for universal.
U, dictionary.
D for dictionary.
D, on.
R for revise.
R, revise, dictionary editor. Add.
Add. Now remember we have add, change, and delete. So I want to change it, so I'll hit a C.
C, locate rule and press enter to change.
Locate rule and press enter to change. Well, this is new. See, with adding, we didn't have to find the rule because we're adding a new one. But now we're changing an existing rule. So we have to find it. All right, I'm going to do a say word.
/017/196/217.
That's not it. I'll do a right arrow to get to the next one.
/024/025. One rule.
I'm hitting right arrow here. I can hear what's going on, and I don't like it, so I hit right arrow again. So here I am, one rule. Now that's not the one we want. Hit right arrow again.
Escape.
Again.
Okay.
Again.
USA.
There it is, USA. So that's what I want. I hit a down arrow or an enter.
Change revised word or phrase. USA.
Now it says changed, revised word or phrased. USA. And it put up, it put the letters up there on the screen, and it put my cursor
U.
on the U. So I hit a right arrow.
Space.
Space. Right arrow.
S.
S. Space.
Space.
Right arrow again.
A.
And I'm on the A. Now that A we want to change. And I'm trying to think of how we can spell that A differently so it says it properly. Well,
A.
I'm on the A, I'll do a right arrow.
Space.
I'll put in a Y.
Y. USI.
That's not quite right.
Y. I. USAI.
USAI, no, we don't want that.
I. E. USAE.
AE, no, we don't want that. See, the Duck Talk is smart enough to say these things in ways we don't want to have said. I'm trying to think of how I can get an A in there.
A. A. USA.
Nope.
A. A. USA.
A. A.
Space. Space. A. Space. Y. E. USI.
Let me think, USA. Well, I'll hit enter and take this.
Enter. Rule successfully changed.
I'll hit escape.
Escape. Revised.
See, it said rule successfully changed. I hit escape and it took me back to the revise menu, or the dictionary menu, actually. Escape didn't take me all the way out in this case. It's just one of those situations where the keys can act a little bit different. This dictionary editor is an external program, not part of the menus. And so its commands are, let's say, a little bit different. Well, its commands are pretty much the same. Escape took me out of the dictionary editor, which took me back to the menus. Hit escape again.
Escape. Exiting.
Say line.
USI.
USI. Well, that's not what we wanted, but I hope you get the point. If I could just figure out how to get Deck Talk to say A every time, we wouldn't have a problem. Okay. That's changing a rule. I'll go back in with a control slash.
JAWS main menu. V-U-D-R. Revise. Dictionary editor. Add.
So you got there pretty quick this time. I did a control slash V-U-D-R. For voice, universal, dictionary, revise. And it put me on add.
Change. Delete.
Let's go to delete. I'll hit enter.
Enter. Locate rule and press enter to delete.
Locate rule and press enter to delete. Now remember before we used the arrow keys to get through there. Well, you can also, if you have a large dictionary file, that might take a while. So you can just start typing in the rule that you want to find. Like we have USA in there, so I'll hit U.
U, USA.
It took me right to it. That was the first match. Now if I had several words that started with U, it would take me to the first one. And then I'd have to hit S. And then A, and to get exactly to it. I'll hit escape.
Escape. Delete.
Take me back up to the delete option. I'll hit right arrow.
Add.
Takes me over to add. I'll hit down arrow, or enter.
Enter. Add word or phrase to be changed.
Let me put in a few more with U.
U. M. B. I. F. I. C. A. L. Enter. Add revised word or phrase. U, space, O, R, D, enter, rule added. Enter, add word or phrase to be changed.
I'm just going to add another rule of...
U, S, S, R, enter, add revised word or phrase. U, space, S, space, R, enter, rule added.
Okay, so now I do have a couple more words with the U in there.
Change.
Let's go to change.
Enter, locate rule and press enter to change.
I'll hit U.
View umbilical.
And that time it went to umbilical. Now, why did it do that? I put that in after the U of after USA. Well, it sorts the rules in alphabetical order, which is also nice when you, you know, if you want to edit them using an editor, they're all alphabetized for you. So it went to umbilical, but that's not what I want. So I'll hit S.
S, USA.
Then I went to USA, USA. Now, if I want USSR, I just hit another S.
S, USSR.
And it goes to USSR. And that's the one I want.
Enter. Change revised word or phrase.
I'll read what I've got here.
USSR.
Change revised word or phrase. USSR. Well, that's okay. I'll just leave it by hitting Enter.
Enter. Rule successfully changed.
And it says rule successfully changed, even though we didn't change it. Okay, so that's some examples of adding rules, changing rules, and deleting rules. I think we covered most of the important stuff there. To make a selection, you use the enter or down arrow. And to go up a level, you can use escape or up arrow, like to abort out of something. And to go to the next rule, the next rule, the next rule, you can use right arrow and left arrow. You know, when you're searching for the rule, if you want to delete it or change it. And you can also do the search by typing in the letters of the rule you're looking for. And it'll go to the first match. You hit the first letter, goes to the first match. Then you hit the next letter, goes to the next match, the next match, the next match, until it zeroes in on the exact one you're looking for. Now, there's a couple other items here that need to be clarified.
Change.
Insert 5 is on change, so I'll hit the Enter key.
Enter, locate rule and press Enter to change.
I'll do a say word.
/017/196/217.
Now that's a weird word if I ever heard one. Backslash followed by 3 digits, another backslash followed by 3 digits, and another backslash followed by 3 digits. Well, that's how you represent weird characters. For example, let me go to the right here.
/024/025/024.
Did another right arrow, so I'm on /024. Well, I'll hit enter, or down arrow.
Enter, change revised word or phrase.
And a say line.
Up arrow.
Up arrow. So we're changing the /024 to up arrow. Why? Well, it turns out that on the PC, there's extended characters, also called graphics characters. And a character with a number of 24 looks like an up arrow. And so some programs will actually put up on the screen these little symbols, up arrow, down arrow, left arrow, right arrow, etc. You know, to instead of saying the word up arrow, they just put the symbol up there, you know, for a sighted person. So what we're doing here with JAWS is we're telling it, hey, when you see this number 24, this character that has an internal numerical value of 24, say up arrow. Because remember, on a computer, every character is really just a number. An uppercase A, for example, is a 65. A lowercase a is a 97. And the number 0, digit 0, is a 48. A space character is a 32. They're just numbers. And so these arrow keys are just numbers too. Up arrow is a 24, down arrow is a 25. And they're graphic characters. Most synthesizers will not speak them properly right off the bat. But if you put in a dictionary rule into JAWS, then you can get those graphics to speak to you. The problem there is, well, how do you key in one of those graphic characters? You can't just hit the up arrow, because that performs the up arrow. It does not create an up arrow on the screen. See, that's important to keep that in mind. The arrow keys are for moving the cursor. They're not for creating characters like the letter keys are. So how do you tell JAWS, well, when you see this up arrow, say up arrow? Well, you use that backslash followed by 3 digits. Now, it has to be exactly that. It has to be a backslash, and it has to be 3 digits, not 1, not 2. Even though 24 can be represented with 2 digits, you need to put a 0 in there. So it's /024, to represent it properly for JAWS. Now, this is not a technique that we invented for JAWS. It's a commonly used technique to represent these weird characters. So we've just taken a kind of a standardized practice and put it to use for what we needed. Let me do an up arrow.
Change delete 1889 bytes available.
It said 1889 bytes available. I should have mentioned that before. I'll do it later so I don't get off track. So we're talking about the graphic characters. So I'm going to hit the Enter key again.
Enter, locate rule, and press Enter to change.
See, I was on change. Now, when I did the up arrow, I went back out of the change option, back up to the change choice in the menu, and I hit Enter to get back into changing these rules. And if your system is not saying exactly what you're hearing here, that's okay. There are some adjustments that we may be making to the dictionary editor, depending on suggestions we get. The basic steps will be exactly the same. Some of the phrases might change. So I'm going to do a say word, insert 5.
/017/196/217.
So here we have three graphic characters together.
/024/025.
And what I did was I did a say character and a right arrow, because I wanted to look at those characters in a little more detail. Well, remember, the right arrow takes me over to the next word to be changed. So that wasn't so smart. It didn't get me what I wanted anyway. So I'll do a left arrow.
/017/196/217.
So remember, if I want to look at some of these things in detail, I can always use my JAWS cursor. So I'm going to route JAWS to PC. That's an insert minus.
Route JAWS to PC.
Now I can use my arrow keys to look at these characters.
Backslash.
Say character, I'm on a backslash. Use the right arrow on the numpad.
017.
017.
Backslash.
And another backslash.
196.
196.
Backslash.
Another backslash.
217.
217. So these are three weird characters all put together, and what they represent is the Enter key. You'll find this combination in Professional Write and maybe in First Choice. And several other programs use it to represent the Enter key. All right.
Space, space.
And keep going to the right.
Space.
There's nothing there for me to read. Let's go look at the next rule. So to get there, I've got to turn my PC cursor on.
PC cursor on.
And then do a right arrow.
/024/025.
So here's a 24 and a 25. Well, I think I already said that a 24 is an up arrow and a 25 is a down arrow. And sometimes they're right together like this, no space between them or anything. So let me see what we change this to. Hit the Enter key.
Enter. Change revised word or phrase. UP/down arrow. UP/down arrow.
UP/down arrow.
UP/D. UP/down arrow.
What I'm going to do to fix this.
D/.
Put a space in here.
Space. /up/down arrow.
That was weird. I hadn't realized that before. DeckTalk is also. Now, yours may have said something different there. But a DeckTalk is kind of sensitive to weird character combinations. UP/. It didn't like that. So it spelled the UP. And to fix it, I just put a space between the UP for up and the slash. And then that fixed it.
/up/down arrow.
So I'll hit Enter.
Enter. Rule successfully changed.
And we successfully changed the rule. Okay, I'm going to go back into change.
Enter. Locate rule and press Enter. /024.
I did right arrow twice. I'm over to the 24.
/025.
There's the 25 by itself. So we got three rules here. We got 24 and 25 together. Then we've got 24 by itself and 25 by itself. So it'll say /up/down arrow if they're together. Or it'll say up arrow. Or it'll say down arrow if they're not together. To the right.
One rule.
One rule, that's what we typed in as an example. To the right.
Escape.
Escape. Why would I want to change this? Let me look at this in a little bit more detail.
Escape. ESC.
Well, it says escape, but it spells ESC. It's because the rule is already in effect. Okay, the ESC is a very common representation for escape. Well, I take that back. It's not already in effect. Some synthesizers are going to have some abbreviations or rules built into them already. But this ESC is a very common way to represent the escape key. And so many synthesizers will say ESC, and that's not real clear. So if you put a rule in your dictionary, you can change ESC to say escape key or press the escape key. Because the application program might put up on the bottom, it might put ESC to X-main menu, it might put up ESC-main menu. Now, visually, that conveys a lot of information. That says, all right, press the escape key to get back to the main menu. Well, verbally, you may want to say exactly that. So you can put a rule in here. Every time you see ESC-main menu, say, press escape key to get to the main menu. So there's a lot of things like that you can do to make using your computer more fun. Do a right arrow.
Okay.
Now here, this is just the letters O and K.
Okay.
Which, you know, represents the words, or the word, okay. But many synthesizers, when they see that, they'll say OK. That doesn't mean much at all. So that's a rule you may want to add, depending on how your synthesizer handles it. Go to the right.
Umbilical. User. User. User.
And there we are. So these are the dictionary rules.
User.
Now one thing...
User.
To make this more understandable...
User.
You see now...
User.
We have rules for USA
User.
And USSR. I did a left arrow and a right arrow there. But they're not changing the pronunciation. But back there with ESC and OK, it did change the pronunciation. I just want to be sure you understand why. JAWS, when we're in the dictionary editor, we turn off the effect of these rules so that you can see and hear the rules exactly as they're spelled. That's why USSR, it's saying USSR instead of USSR. But ESC and escape did not. They actually said escape. ESC and OK, they actually said escape and OK. That's because JAWS is not translating it at this point, but the synthesizer is. As I mentioned, some synthesizers will be smart enough to recognize some abbreviations. Sometimes that's good, and sometimes it's confusing. So just keep in mind that what you hear is not always exactly what's there on the screen. This is an important thing to keep in mind. Also, if you have some mischievous friends, it won't be the first time that someone snuck up to a talking computer and added a few rules to it so it would say really strange stuff. So keep in mind what might be going on if you don't understand what is going on. So in the case of ESC and OK, the synthesizer that's making the change to pronounce it correctly. In the case of USSR and USA, it doesn't have those abbreviations built into it, so it's not making that change.
User.
And I'm at the right end.
User.
Hit the right arrow and it beeps. Okay, I hit escape.
Escape. Change.
To the right.
Delete.
I'll delete a couple of these just for the heck of it.
Enter. Locate rule and press enter to delete.
Now, in delete and change, we do the same thing. We have to find the rule first.
\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\
Are you sure? Y/N? See, it wants us to be sure that we didn't accidentally hit that enter key or down arrow key to select that rule. So here I can say no.
And delete.
And it takes me back up to the delete, to the menu item. If I do a say line.
Add change delete 1888 bytes available.
See, I'm back up to the menus. So let me select delete again.
Enter, locate rule and press enter the one rule.
There I am, one rule. I just hit the right arrow key several times. I didn't wait for it. I'm on one rule. So I'll hit enter.
Enter, are you sure? Y/N?
Are you sure? Y/N? Yeah, I'm sure. So I hit a Y.
Y, rule deleted.
It says rule deleted. And it took me back up to the menu. If I do a say line.
Add change delete 1912 bytes available.
Okay. Now, add change delete 1912 bytes available. So it has those the number of bytes available over on the right-hand side of the screen. JAWS starts out with 2K of memory reserved for your dictionary. That's approximately 2,000 bytes. And so that's a lot of rules. Let's say if each rule takes up 20 characters, that's 100 rules. So that's quite a bit. But if you need more, you can expand the dictionary file up to 8K. And you do that with a command line parameter. When you type in the command to load JAWS, which is not JAWS, by the way, necessarily, that's a batch file. But inside that batch file, there's a command to load up your copy of JAWS. Like for the DeckTalk PC, it's J_DeckPC. For the Accent PC, it's J_ACNTPC. For the Double Talk, it's J_Double. So it's names like that. So when you type in J_Double space slash D equals 8. And that will expand your dictionary size to 8K instead of 2K. Slash D equals sign 8. Or slash D equals sign 4. Or any number from 0 to 8. If you use 0, D equals sign 0, then it will reserve no memory for the dictionary, and you will not be able to load up any dictionary files. The only advantage of that is it does save you 2K of memory, if it's that critical. For more information on that, it is covered in the manual, exactly what command line parameters you can use on JAWS.
Change.
Okay, that's add, change, and delete. So we've done all this really neat stuff with our dictionary. We've added rules, we've changed the rule to adjust the pronunciation, we've deleted the rule, it automatically sorted it for us, we can search for it by using our arrow keys or just by typing in the letters of the rule we're searching for. Really neat. Now when we turn our computer off, it's going to forget all that, which is not what you want, probably. Like most things, the computer, you need to save the data on the disk in order for it to be there next time you want to use it. Just like a word processing document, if you create a word processing document, you print it out, looks good, you spell checked it, it looks great. If you just turn off your computer at that point and walk away, you've lost all your work. What you got to do in your word processor is you save it on the disk. Well, we do the same thing with our dictionary file. And the same thing with our macro files, frame files, voice files, environment files. They all have to be saved on the disk in order to in order for it to be there next time. So how do we do that? Well, we're in the dictionary menu, but we need to go to the config files menu. So I'll do an up arrow.
Revise.
Again.
Dictionary.
Again.
Universal.
Again.
Voice.
There I'm at the main menu, so I hit the right arrow.
Config files.
Config files, that's what I want. So hit a down arrow.
Load.
Unload. I don't want that. So hit a right arrow.
Save.
To save. That's what I want. So hit a down arrow.
Macro.
Macro, that's not the file I want.
Save the appropriate data.
Save the appropriate data. No, I don't want macros, so hit a right arrow.
Frame.
That was the helpline, by the way. I did an insert 3. So now I'm on frames. Nope, I don't want that. Hit right arrow.
Environment.
Environment. Nope.
Voice.
Nope.
Dictionary.
There it is. Dictionary. That's what I want to save. So hit the down arrow.
Enter file name colon C colon backslash deck backslash JAWS.
Okay. It puts up the file name that it wants me to save it in. Remember I said before that it suggests what file name to use. This is going to be the default because it's JAWS. And it's putting it in a subdirectory called TDECPC. It just happens to be where I installed this copy of JAWS, and I booted it up from. Yours will say whatever subdirectory name that you selected when you installed JAWS. Probably JAWS, but not necessarily. So it puts up this file name, and it strongly suggests that I use this file name if I want it to boot up automatically and load these files. So I can just hit enter, or I can just change it if I want. Let me just change it to
T-E-S-T.
Change it to test. Now let me look at that. I'm going to do a say line.
Enter file name colon test.
Now it had all this other stuff up there, but it's not there anymore. It had C:\TDECPC\JAWS, but that's not there. Because as soon as I started typing, it wiped out what was there. And it put the name that I want back up there. Now it doesn't specify the disk drive or the subdirectory, but that's okay. It's gonna, if you don't specify it, it will assume the default, which, well, I take that back. It will assume the JAWS default, which is where JAWS was booted from. The JAWS subdirectory or whatever subdirectory you decided to install JAWS into. So as far as JAWS is concerned, when it deals with files, its default subdirectory is the subdirectory that it was loaded from. Which in my example here is TDECPC, but in yours it's probably JAWS or something like that. So I typed in test, and I'm going to hit enter.
Enter. Okay.
And it says okay. And that's it. I'm back up to
dictionary.
The dictionary choice in the config file save menu. Let me hit enter again.
Enter file name colon C:\dect\test.
See, I just typed in the name test, and it saved it. And then, but when I come back to it, then it gives me all the information that I might want. It remembers the file name, and it also puts up the disk drive and the subdirectory. Just a nice touch there. Now, if I want to edit it, well, I'll do that when we get into the next section. I'm going to do an up arrow.
Dictionary.
And a page up.
Page up. Exiting.
Escape.
Escape. Backslash. USSR. USSR.
See, I typed in USSR. Remember before, when we were in the dictionary editor, it said USSR. But now we're out of the dictionary editor. That rule is in effect.
USSR.
So it actually says USSR because I spelled it U space S space S space R. Let's go back into the menus.
JAWS main menu.
Go to control slash.
VU dictionary D on.
VUD, voice universal dictionary, and it gets me to on. Well, I'm going to hit F for off.
F off.
And page up.
Page up, exiting.
And say line.
USSR.
Now it's back to USSR.
USSR.
Because I turned the dictionary rules off.
JAWS main menu. V, U, D, off, and Z, exiting. USSR.
Now it's back to USSR. So you can turn your dictionary rules off, and that's handy sometimes too. If you lost track of what rules you got in there, they may be changing words you don't want changed, or as I mentioned, maybe one of your quote, friends, unquote, snuck in and messed up your dictionary rules. So you can always go and turn it off. Also, you may have turned it off and it's still off, but you think it's on, and so the rules aren't working. So go and check that on-off choice there in the menus. Now, how did I do that? Last time I did it pretty quickly. I just did a control slash.
JAWS main menu.
V-U-D-N.
V-U-D-N on.
And then a Z to exit all the way out.
Z exiting.
So that's real simple. This is the end of side 1 of basic training tape 4 of the JAWS 2.3 training tapes. You can flip it over at this point. Thank you.